Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett and welcome back to Let That Stuff Go. You know that feeling when you're drowning in stuff? Clothes overflowing from the closet, a kitchen drawer you can barely close because it's packed with gadgets you haven't used in years. Yeah, I feel you. We live in a world obsessed with more things, more experiences, more everything. But what if I told you that less could actually be more? Today, we're diving into the wonderful world of minimalism and how simplifying your life can bring some serious peace to your mind and soul. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing after something, but never quite reach it? Maybe it's the next promotion, the perfect outfit, or that elusive organized feeling. Well, I'm here to tell you that maybe, just maybe, we've been looking in the wrong places. Simplifying your life through minimalism isn't about deprivation, it's about intentionally choosing what truly adds value to your life and letting go of the rest. It's like decluttering your home, but for everything your belongings, your schedule, your commitments, even your thoughts. Think about it. When you have less stuff, less on your plate, and fewer distractions, you have more time and energy for the things that truly matter. You know, those passions, hobbies, relationships, or simply moments of peace and quiet that bring you joy. Minimalism isn't a one-size-fits-all approach either. It's about finding what works for you. Maybe it's saying no more often, prioritizing experiences over possessions, or even just creating a calmer, more intentional space in your home. Here are five powerful things to remember as you start your minimalism journey. 1. Start small. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Choose one area to focus on first. Maybe it's your closet, your inbox, or even just that pile of magazines on your coffee table. Small wins build momentum and make the process feel less overwhelming. 2. Ask yourself, does this spark joy? This famous question from Marie Kondo can be a game changer. Hold an item in your hand, does it bring you happiness? Does it serve a purpose? If not, it's probably time to let it go. You'll be surprised how many things we hold onto simply because they take up space, not because they add value to our lives. 3. Focus on experiences. Instead of always craving the next thing, invest in experiences that create memories and enrich your life. Think about travel, concerts, learning a new skill, or spending quality time with loved ones. These experiences often bring more lasting happiness than material possessions. 4. Be mindful of your digital clutter. Your phone, email inbox, and social media feeds can become overwhelming quickly. Take some time to unsubscribe from unwanted emails, delete unused apps, and create boundaries around your screen time. Remember, a clear mind starts with a clear digital space. 5. Embrace the power of no. Saying yes to everything can lead to burnout and overwhelm. It's okay to decline invitations, delegate tasks, or simply take some time for yourself. Learn to prioritize what matters most and don't be afraid to set healthy boundaries. Let me tell you a story about a friend named Sarah. She was constantly stressed and overwhelmed, juggling work, family commitments, and a million other things. She had a huge closet overflowing with clothes she rarely wore, stacks of unread books on her nightstand, and an inbox filled with unopened emails. One day, Sarah decided to try minimalism. She started small by decluttering her closet and donating clothes she hadn't worn in years. Then, she began saying no to extra commitments and focusing on spending quality time with her family. Within a few weeks, Sarah noticed a huge difference. She felt calmer, more focused, and had more energy for the things she loved. Her space felt lighter and more inviting, and she was finally able to catch up on those unread books. Minimalism helped Sarah reclaim her time and focus on what truly mattered. So, are you ready to simplify your life? Remember, minimalism isn't about deprivation, it's about intentionality and freedom. By letting go of the things that don't serve you, you can create more space for joy, peace, and meaningful experiences. This week, I want you to choose one small area in your life to declutter your email inbox, your nightstand, or even just a drawer full of junk. As you let go of those things, visualize yourself feeling lighter, calmer, and more focused. Share your experience with me on social media using the hashtag #letthatstuffgo. Until next time, keep it simple, keep it real, and keep letting that stuff go.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.